Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was my Lightning and Thunder, a miracle love story by Albert Clark. The touching story of Albert's life and his 45-year miracle-filled marriage. Albert is a widowed retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and a retired U.S. Air Force civil servant. 39 years working in munitions, research, and development, a truly distinguished military career. He was called by President Johnson to help solve the bomb shortage during the Vietnam War. While working in foreign military sales, he was personally called by many embassies, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, and President Jimmy Carter. He had a role in planning most of the new weapon systems that started development during the President Reagan military buildup that brought down the Berlin Wall. He worked on new aircraft and new electronic systems, research, and development. Albert wrote one book in 1987, several books in 2012 after retirement, and this book after his wife died. Albert Clark, author of Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story, is our guest on This Week in America. Albert, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, good morning. I loved writing the book. I had to write the book, basically, because it's very inspiring, I think, and I intended it to be.
Well, it is inspirational. It's motivational. It's a touching story. Once you read, you sort of take us into your lives and what was a miracle-filled marriage that you had with your wife. How difficult was it for you to go back and to write this book?
Not very hard at all, really, because my wife is still basically somewhere around in my area. So when I started writing it, I just started with a brief interview of myself, an overview of myself and what I did before I met her, and then all of the miracles in our lives after that. It's called Lightning and Thunder because I met her, actually, first time I actually got to talk to her was in a lightning storm where we were the only two on the balcony of our apartment building. So I went down and talked to her, several months later, we got married. at the exact 45 years exactly to the point where she took her last breath when the air finally went out of her lungs for that last time, the whole hospital shook and destroyed all the electronics in the hospital. So that's why it's called Lightning and Thunder, sort of a two endpoints of the 45 years we had together.
Yes, the title again, It Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story by Albert Clark. His website is albertlynclark.com. We've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. An international aspect to the publishing of the book, and we'll talk about that as we go through our conversation with Albert on the program today. This really was miracle-filled, and we'll talk about some of the miracles that you and your wife experienced during her life, during the course of the wedding. But let's go back to when you met for the first time. It's an amazing story. It's a story of perseverance as well. When you're 12 years old, she's 12, you see her from afar, you realize you're falling in love with her, but you really didn't know much about her, did you? You had to go looking for her later in life.
It was kind of funny in Disneyland that my parents, she came from Wisconsin, I came from Oklahoma. Our parents happened to take us to Disneyland at the same time, and she was waiting for a ride because she was so short when she was 12 years old that she couldn't get on the ride and her big brother wouldn't take her. So I sort of stood around trying to figure out how I could talk to her because the minute I saw her, I said, I'm going to marry her. I was only 12. Anyway, they left, and I had a hard time finding them in the crowd. I'd see a glimpse of her hair, and I'd see the tall older brother beside her, but I couldn't quite catch up. And so I gave up, and then 12 years later, I got an assignment with the military that put me in the same town as her. After she graduated from college, and she was working there in Blytheville, Arkansas, and we ended up two doors down in the same apartment building on the second floor. And so when I saw her in a flash of lightning. I walked down and said, let's get married. She said, what?
Excuse me, who are you? It's amazing the luck that you had. That was one of the miracles in your life and your lives together, that you were able to get that close to her. And I understand her brother had a T-shirt on at Disney that had Arkansas on it. So you assumed that was going to be the target of your search, was to look through Arkansas until you could find her.
Right. And when I was 16 and got a driver's license, I drove over to Arkansas with the idea that I would find her. Ah, yeah. I'm going to find one person and several million people in Arkansas. And I didn't know what town to look in. But I figured at that time she was in high school, so or maybe college. So anyway, I went and looked at the University of Arkansas and that drove around the campus, and I didn't see a sign ever. I was surprised. She was in Wisconsin at that time.
Well, it's amazing.
Her parents moved.
Yeah,
her parents moved to Arkansas.
How everything just sort of fit together, the optimism of youth. I got my driver's license. She's in Arkansas. I think I'm going to go look for her. The story is an amazing story. It was my Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story by Albert Clark. Book available wherever books are sold. His website is very simple, albertlynnclark.com. And information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. She was diagnosed at an early age with Turner syndrome. That's something that you, as a couple, were able to overcome. Talk about that, the diagnosis and what that meant to her and your future together.
Okay, well, she couldn't have children, so she didn't figure she would ever get married because the guy would insist on, you know, fathering the child.
Yes.
And, but we did get married, and we were in the Air Force, and the Air Force doctor said, I don't think it's Turner syndrome. So they actually sent her down to Landstuhl, Germany, where the military has a big hospital there. And they did a very expensive test that it was not available to civilians because they used high-resolution cameras like you use for spy satellites. And they took pictures of her blood, they blew it up on special film to where you could actually see the XY chromosomes, and they could see her X. She had a 1/4 of her X chromosome broke wrong. So it was, and the reason the doctor was concerned is because some people will have a XXX with an extra X in there, and they're likely to be promiscuous and have cancer at a young age. Mm. If they have an occasional, just a percentage of XX normal and then some percentage of XY, because that could happen, again, they have a very high probability of cancer. Well, she had a regular XX, except 1/4 of her X's were broken. So it had a long arm and a short arm on that part of the X on 1/4 of her chromosomes. It was pretty amazing. So they gave us a good lesson in genealogy on genetics.
Well, yes, it really is. It shows the persistence, what the two of you went through to try to work around this. And you were told, not going to have children, impossible to adopt children. And you proved them wrong twice, didn't you?
Yeah, well, what it amounts to is we were in Germany, and while we were in Germany, they came up with Roe versus Wade law that made abortion very easy to get. And when we came back from Germany, the adoption agency wouldn't even talk to us. And I kept calling different agencies, and we're not taking applications. You can't forget it, you know. And we finally found an agency in Albany, New York, that said, you know, we don't take applications. And I said, can we just come down and talk to you? Because when we were in Germany, it was very easy to adopt. But when we came back to the United States, we discovered adoption was impossible. So they said, well, our standard fee that you would have to pay is $500, which includes the attorney and court costs if you were to adopt. So that's pretty cheap. let's just come down and talk to you. Can you give us 30 minutes? Okay. So we went down there, filled out an adoption form that was required for them to be able to talk to us. And 3 months later, we had a three-week-old baby boy born in New York.
And just amazing.
With blue eyes and brown hair. A few years later, we decided, gee, it'd be nice if we had a little baby girl, you know, so our son would have a sister. So we went down, we found that same agency in Ohio. Now we're in a different state. We found that same agency, explained to them why we wanted to talk to them. And a few months later, we had a baby girl, blue eyes. And we were worried about if we adopted a little girl, our son's birthday was 21st December. And it's just about impossible to have a birthday party when you're that close to Christmas, because yes. Parents don't have money for Christmas presents. So we were afraid our daughter would probably be born in the summer or spring, when it would be easy to have a birthday party and our son would be jealous. Nope, she was born on the 24th of December, even worse.
Just on the cusp of Christmas Eve day, so that, and it worked out. They're just stories like this. They're all true stories, incredible stories, and moving stories, touching stories. In Albert's book, it was My Lightning and Thunder, a miracle love story. We've talked on some of the miracles in the book, and the miracles continue to this day. Let's talk about that misdiagnosis when your wife went to the hospital. It was an allergic reaction, thought an allergy attack, a reaction to some flowers. Talk about what happened at that point and the fact that your wife is still with you today.
Okay, she had asthma from the time she was 15, where she was in school back then, and she literally passed out, and they took her to the hospital unconscious, and they gave her a shot of epinephrine and a breathing treatment, and bam, she's okay within a couple of hours. So she had a rescue inhaler for all of her life until we moved to Florida. And the Florida doctors refused to give her a rescue, a renewal on her prescription for rescue inhalers. The military gave her a stronger inhaler than what she was given when she was younger. Our family doctor in Oklahoma gave her even a stronger inhaler and some other pills. And then we go to Florida, and the doctors won't refill the prescription. And we'd have to go all the way back to Oklahoma to find a doctor to give us a prescription for a rescue inhaler.
Wow.
So she was without a rescue inhaler, and the doctor just said, take Primatene Mist. Well, that sort of worked when she had an asthma attack. Not as well as the prescription kind, because it wasn't as strong. But then on 2012, they took Primatene Mist off the market because it had Freon in it. So she didn't have any rescue. She didn't have any inhaler. And she had a heart attack, and the doctor misdiagnosed it and said it was COPD. And her reason her shoulders hurt, which is a female sign of heart attack, was because she had arthritis. And her jaw hurt. Well, that was the same thing, arthritis. So she went to the dentist, they x-rayed, said, I don't see any problem. And then she managed to get by for several years. And then we went on a cruise, and the last night of the cruise, we danced for 2 hours to the rock and roll band until midnight, when the band quit for the night. And then we came back to the States on Monday. That was on Sunday. On Monday, she was the maid of honor for a wedding in Florida. And on Friday, she was cooking for the newlyweds to come over to the house. And then we were planning to take them to a nightclub after eating at our house, you know, to go dancing.
Yes.
And we went into the grocery store to get fresh rolls for dinner from the grocery store, and she got trapped in the flower display area, and shoppers would not move their carts for her to get out of it. And that when I found her, she was holding on to the display table. you know, with all the flowers. Yes. I was trying to stand up, and I got her out of there, took her directly to the hospital, and they said, oh, well, you're dying of COPD. You've had COPD, and you've been bedridden for 9 years with a home nurse and home oxygen. That's not true. Well, they ignored her, would not give her the epinephrine, and instead intubated her with and put her on artificial breathing, and that killed her. And anyway, so 3 days after, 3 days is significant because I'm not ultra religious, but I do understand religion. 3 days after Jesus died, he came back and said, here I am, basically. Well, 3 days after my wife died, she came back and said it was the flowers in the grocery store that I was allergic to.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I say she's still with me because that was March 22nd of 2016. On March 22nd this year, I was watching television by myself with my dog, and my dog alerted to something happening in the house. And so I looked, and I saw her walk in and reach for a doorknob from the entryway into the living room, but there is no wall there, so there's no door there. And she staggered a little bit because there was nothing to grab a hold of. And then she turned around and looked. She never saw me because she turned the other way. She looked at the china hutch that had her expensive china in it, and the top row was her Hummel collection from Germany. And then she has about 80 Christmas balls on a metal tree sitting on a server next to the china hutch. And then she disappeared.
That's just an amazing story. It's still there, still touching your life. And Albert talks about it so well in the book, It Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story by Albert Clark. His website is albertlynnclark.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. A few minutes left in the program. This book is so well written. It's such a touching story, a story of miracles, a story of long-lasting love and that companionship that led to a very successful marriage, family, and your military career that I mentioned. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading the book, It Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader, the impact it will make on their lives?
I would hope that, in first place, when they get married, it's because they are good friends. They actually love each other and not just lust. And then they have to... I'm not a born again Christian, but you have to realize that there's a higher power that can step into your life at all times, and that's very important. And to be looking for miracles, because somebody's out there taking care of you or watching out for you if you're trying to be a good person.
You've had such a remarkable career yourself, and the two of you have been able to travel. You've got remarkable stories about getting locked out of or into some famous places as you were traveling, and the ability to always come up with reservations at the last minute. You were able to get the reservations like somebody was looking out for the two of you. Would your life been what it is, as fulfilling as it has been and continues to be, without your wife by your side?
I need her. She did so many things that I attempt to do. I do my own laundry, but when she took my shirts, she ironed them. I don't iron anything. then she buttoned the top two buttons on the shirts so they would hang nicely.
Yes.
I just stuck them back on the hanger and lamp. But she did all of our paperwork as far as finances and so forth. I went out and made money, and she took care of everything else. She paid all the bills. Any kind of decision we had on anything over $1,000, would not do it right then. We had to take home, talk about it, and then either decide yes or no as a couple.
Well,
and you mentioned vacation. We took off with our daughter to go to Canyon de Chelly, which is in northeast Arizona. So we drove out there, and it only took a day to get there. So we spent the night there and went looking around because it was summertime, so the sun was up late. And then got up in the morning and went looking around to see what was there to see that morning. And then we decided we'd drive on to the Grand Canyon. So we went through Monument Valley and so forth, went to Grand Canyon. We get into the Grand Canyon campground right at dark. And the ranger said, oh, you needed reservations last year if you wanted to stay here. So we drive in. These college students came out and said, we didn't know how big these campsites were, and we got three of them. But we've got seven tents and seven cars in one campground. You got two extra. We've got two extra campsites. You want to take one?
Amazing.
So a couple of days later, we're kept on driving. We end up at Sequoia National Park in California. We walk in. Oh, you needed reservations last year if you wanted to stay here. A couple walks in right then. And, oh, we're leaving early. You can have our campsite.
It is.
The way our whole life was.
Was like somebody was looking over you. I mean, it's just amazing the story that Albert tells and the remarkable life that he and his wife had. The book is It Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story. I want to take a couple minutes here at the end just to talk about your career. You was a pioneer in the internet. First involvement in the internet was 1969. First email in 1970. Briefly talk about that. Nobody had any idea what was going to be ahead of our lives, in our lives, in a technological standpoint at that time, 1969 and 1970. What was it like on the ground floor of all this technology that's just a normal part of our daily lives today?
Well, it was sort of accidental. The Air Force had a supply computer that the manager for a particular item could fill out a key punch card. Back then, you didn't have live.
Yes.
And drop the machine, and it would kick out another key punch card down in the warehouse to tell them what to ship and where to ship it. So, but I was at the Army at a different base, same state, but a different base about 50 miles away. So I said, why don't we have your computer, the Air Force computer, talk to the Army computer directly as if it was part of its own computer system? So the manager for that item could put out his key punch card, and it would kick out in the Army 50
wow.
miles away.
Yes.
And then they would take the key punch card and drop it into their computer, which would drop it into the warehouse area. I had, at the time, I had over 900 munitions igloos, each one of which could store 250,000 pounds of explosives, and 40 warehouses with the bomb pins and things that weren't explosive. And so it would kick out down in that area, who would then take care of shipping the items on a train or whatever. So anyway, they developed that software. The contract went to the University of Utah, who became one of the first four universities in ARPANET, which is the predecessor to the Internet.
Wow. An amazing story.
Sort of accidental.
Well, it's amazing how sometimes it is accidental, but you need people that understand what the accident was and what the results were to be able to continue and to flourish with that. Albert, as you read in the book, there on the ground floor of GPS, of drones, what a remarkable career he had in the military. A remarkable 45-year marriage. The book, It Was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story by Albert Clark. His website, albertlynnclark.com. I mentioned in the beginning, the book is receiving rave reviews, excellently received here in the U.S., soon to be in Japan. Talk about that. There will be a Japanese translated version of your book available to inspire and motivate people in Japan as well. That's exciting.
Yeah, actually, there's two similar books. Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story, and then and that's my story told in my words and the things I experienced. And then I wrote basically the same book. It was my Lightning and Thunder, and I wrote that from my wife's viewpoint.
Which is fascinating.
And it gets actually into fiction because I put things in her book. It was my Lightning and Thunder for things that she may have done, what I imagine she did after she died.
Well, you can find out information on all of Albert's books at his website, albertlynnclark.com. If you go to Amazon and look for one of the books and you click, of course, on his name, all of the books will come up. You've written others before this book. What are you working on now? You're a very talented author. Are you working on another book?
Sort of. I was not selling very many books, but I never advertised. So this summer I started to advertise, and I'm getting all kinds of awards now. And New York Times Science Fiction Author of the Year for my science fiction book series of four books.
Fantastic.
That I wrote just for fun. I couldn't find a good science fiction story, so I wrote my own.
So you had to write one. Was that the Ancient Destiny with the what
four? Ancient Destiny is four books. Basically, I just decided I'd write my own since I couldn't find one that I liked. I've been reading science fiction all my life. Well, so I wrote my own book, and it turned into three books. And then my readers, my few readers, said, wait a minute, you left clues in the first three books, but you never wrapped it up. So I wrote the fourth book 5 years later.
What, it's such an amazing career, an amazing stories that Albert tells. And the best way is to get information on all of the books, the two current ones and the books that were written before this, is to go to Albert's website, albertlynnclark.com. Albert, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on all the success with the books, coming opportunities in the Japanese market. A delightful book, delightful interview. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Albert Clark. This book we were talking about specifically, there are several in the series. It was My Lightning and Thunder, A Miracle Love Story by Albert Clark. Again, his website, albertlynnclark.com. Information there on all of the books. You'll find them, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. My thanks to EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation with Albert today. And, of course, again, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.